Let's go to the, let's get through the subject here, the name we showed him. Before we do so, as it brought to my attention, I keep mentioning that the, two things. Number one, that, you know, what I heard from the Rav in the name of Rav Chaim was that he thought that Shavuos Ha'Avos, that Shavuos Ha'Pikadon was a Mechayim of Gezel, that Shavuos Ha'Avos is more oriented towards Shavua. And I keep saying that my only own reading, I think that is both logical, I think they're equally logical to make the distinction. And that for some Rishonim, I think that's probably true, but I thought that for the Rajba and that for the Rambam, maybe the opposite is true. We've already started documenting that and so on. But Isaac brought to my attention that in the either Ginzei Agrak or Ginuzei Agrak, I'm not sure what it's called, that he really has a formulation. Again, it's hard to know what he's talking specifically. Well, I guess he's talking about the Rambam in one case, in particular, where he basically says that all, both Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Ha'Avos, the Mechayim, is basically Shavuos Sheker. And it's in the context of, it's I guess a little bit different than the Gerach al HaShas that I mentioned. It's connected to the last topic we did yesterday, namely, is there a Shavuos HaBitui mipi acherim? You know, how could that be? Meaning, Shitas HaRambam in Parakei of Hilkos Shavuos Halacha, Halacha Gimel and Dal. So we went through the different perushim of this, and I think I mentioned at the end that Reb Chaim has in the stencils says that no, this is in Achanavi there is Mipi Acherim in Shavuos Bitui as well. How could it be that the it seems like the Mishnah, Gemara, and Choftesot Beis says explicitly that there isn't. So what I was trying to explain, I thought he meant was that the difference between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Ha'Avos and Shavuos Bitui, you know, generally, which is documented in the Mishnah of the Gemara, so there's nothing. I mean, you have to integrate that. Is not that fundamentally the Piacherim works in the two of them and not in Bitui, but that again the mechanics of being able to be Mitzarev, again, he doesn't say it exactly this way, but I think that's what he's getting at, being Mitzarev, you know, the Hashba'a to the Nishba, that's something which is singular about Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Ha'Avos. And I would guess that even if you were to take the position that, again, so if you take the position, well, I'll say it this way, even if you were to say that the in the end of the day, that the Mipi Acherim is a Nishba, and that it's a regular hapla, as we've said, right? It still comes about as a result of the kosher mishpat component, right? That allows you to be mitzarev this, you know, to him, and to therefore transform the hashba'a into a nishba. And that is typically what is missing in Shavuos Shav and in Shavuos Bitui. But Lu Yitzuyar, you had a case where, you know, in Bitui, let's say, you know, there was good reason to think that you can impose a Shavua upon Chavero, since in the end of the day it would be sufficiently a hafla and a nishba, the sheker, you know, then it would be enough. That's kind of how I was suggesting to explain the Rambam, how I understood. So in that piece, he kind of does say that part of it. The only thing that's different is that he adds, you know, as part of the presentation, this line, which Isaac is going to read for us in a second, which is that after all, there's no real fundamental mechayev difference between Pikadon Eidos and Bitui. They're all a mechayev of Shavuos Sheker. I would have said, and in light of the one that I heard in the name of the Rav, that you know, you don't have to go that far. You could say that there's an element of nishba in Mipi Acherim, or just as we've been saying, that Mipi Acherim even of Shavuos Ha'Avos is different maybe than Shavuos, you know, HaPikadon. So again, this the same explanation can work for the Rambam without concluding necessarily that Pikadon and Ha'Avos are also a Mechayev comparable to Bitui. So that's where I think, you know, well, we might disagree. But it's, either way, it's a very good line. So if you can read both lines, so the line where he equates them all, and the line where, again, he's trying to explain that, that it's a Mitzarev problem. You have it? We don't have that up here, right? That's what... You know. This is the Ginzei HaGrach or Genuzei HaGrach. I'm not sure. And it's Simon Pei Zion?
Yeah. It's a little washed out.
This is like a one of these... It's, I think it was a diary. And I think it came from like... my impression is it came like from the Switzerland part of the family. That's probably where you got it from, right? That's famous history. What? You found it on the mountain, right? So I think it came from the Switzerland part of the family. But that's... yeah. But it has a lot of overlap with the stencils, what we call the stencils, the Yiddish Hebrew. Yeah, go ahead. Do you have it?
Yeah, it's a little washed out, so I'm just going
to
make it up to make it convenient.
yeah, you're kidding me. I think we deciphered it. Yeah. The chayli here is what I mean as, like, you can impose that on him, you can be mitzarif it to him. And once that's the case, then there can be a chiyuv. Because the chiddush isn't that there's a chiyuv in mipi acherim, so in this piece he's saying. The chiddush is that mipi acherim, there's sufficient siruf that it's chal on the person, that it's connected there. Yeah, go
ahead.
Okay, so that's a good line. Again, The basic explanation of what we're saying in the Rama is good and fine. That extra line is an interesting line, that everything is a mechayev of sheker and avitul. But as we've said, you know, you don't have to go that far at all. And there might be more than one din of mipi acherim, even in the Rama, but I think that's indicated. Of course, one could have said that mipi acherim is a much bigger chiddush than that. Meaning that it's never that the hekatimtsi and the capacity to impose it creates a nishba. It's always a hashba'ah or less than a pulaklah. In other words, like the Rajba said. And like, again, we've been pursuing, we just, you know, tried to fill in the picture yesterday of some of the things that we went too quickly over or missed completely. But again, the idea that you would distinguish between mipiatzmo and mipiacherim, right, when it comes to questions like psul edus, violating the iser sheker, right? In that little piece, you know, that you just read, so he very fast, you know, he very kind of, you know, agav says, yeah, they're all shua sheker, they all violate iser sheker. We spent a little time yesterday pointing out not necessarily true. Smag thinks so in shua edus, you know, and maybe not in shua sabikadon. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and the Chinuch think so in shua sabikadon. Not in Shua Sa'edus, and the Yad HaChazaka maybe not either, neither in Shua Sa'edus nor in Shua Sa'pikano. So it's not obvious at all. Moreover, again, all the chilukim that we talked about, Katan and Goy, and as I say, you know, Malkus, and Psul Edus, you know, and down the line, all the, you know, and Toshe Mashem, and Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and, you know, many of them within the Rambam Davka. We'll talk today about Shvuas Bitui. Can you ever be Chayiv Shvuas Bitui if you're Pater Mishvuas Eidos? Right? So actually, it's quite interesting. What's that? Well, we'll get to Eneroi Lahoid, but before we even get to that, let's say, yeah, well, we'll talk about Eneroi Lahoid, and we'll talk about, you know, Chutz Bezdin, and we'll talk about Bali Tviya. All those cases, or Karka, Talpa, different kinds of Peturim. I already alluded to the idea yesterday that we might be Mechalek between different types of Peturim, and I'll explain more in a few minutes, but obviously the idea being that, you know, one issue is whether or not you need a Chiyuv Befoal, you know, for certain issues. And the other issue is that even if you don't need a Chiyuv Befoal, you still need a Shame or a Chalos Shavuos, Eidos, and Shavuos HaPikado. If you're missing too many of the conditions, it's not just the Befoal Chiyuv that you're missing. You end up missing, right, the Chalos Shame, you know, which differentiates it. So that's something we have to still figure it out. But what I was trying to say was that in that question, Gufa, right, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Yadalid, which we will still get back to, but... right, this very interesting halacha. Komakom shamaru potter bishvus eidus avol chayev bishvus bitui. Rabusha nishba osha an amen in nishvi o achar shari nishba al sheker. Aval hamachuyev shvus eidus avol bishum nishba al sheker. Avol bishum meizin eidu chayev bishum shvus bitui. Ela bishum shvus eidus bilba. Rekhasavatsi shvus eidus mechal shvus bitui. Lekaibo amezin kishogeg. The carbon below the malchus, shenemar lachas meina, right? B'minecha b'minei shuras atamachayv hanishba via atamachayv b'shnei minavad shiachayv b'din shuras enus b'din shuras bita. There's a lot in this Rambam to talk about because he seemed to have, integrated Abaya and Rava in the Gemara in an interesting way, and things that he, decides to emphasize. So we'll get back to this. I'm not sure if hopefully we'll finish this today. If not, we'll speak for another couple of minutes about it on Thursday before we start. That's right. We don't finish it today. But the point I want to make is that it's meduyik that the Rambam says here, kol makom shamaru potam b'shuas ha'edos, right, avol chayav b'shuas bitui. When he's potam b'shuas ha'edos, he is chayav b'shuas bitui. Right? Again, that's not so pashut either, as we just noted. But then he adds, v'hu shenishba osha'ana amein imishbio acher shari nishba al sheker. So, what am I trying to say? What's missing, of course, is mipi acherim. Right? He only has mipi atzmo and amein. Again, it's always interesting that the Rambam feels a need to say amein even though he's, numerous times told us that Kalaone Amen Achar Shua, right, Kemotzi Shua Mipiv. But that's again something I think that we demonstrated, that the Rambam also thinks, maybe not as much as the Radvaz or some others, but like the Rimigash and others, that Amen is somewhere in between. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, so and what about Mipi Acherim? So the Pashtus, you would say, well, there is no Shua's Bitui Mipi Acherim. So of course you're not chayiv shuas bitui mipi acherim. The only way you'd ever have a chayiv shuas bitui in a shuas ha'edus type case is going to be an amein or in the piyatzma. However, right, I don't think that's such a double pashut, for the following reason. Number one, the most obvious reason, once you have the Rambam in Parakei, Hilchos, Shavuos, Halacha, Gimel, and Dalid, which is that, and you read it like the Kesef Mishnah, like Rav Chaim, that there is some sort of imposed, in certain conditions, there can be an imposed Shuas Bitui. So this halacha is not so obvious. unless you want to say either that it's a rare case, or maybe there's actually no Hechatimtsi that looks like a Shuas Ha'edus, that is, a Shua Aymi Piacherim Bitui. I could live with that. I don't think it's a steer necessarily, but I think that's something to think about in light of, since the Rambam is saying this of all people, right? You at least want to raise that question and think about that. I'll get back to what I think he also may mean in a second. Moreover, let's say it this way: even if you were to take the more, the technical answer of getting out of this problem that I just mentioned, namely that you just don't have the metzius in a Shavuos Ha'edus type skeletal case, that's going to exist in Bitui, and therefore from a Bitui standpoint, you just don't have it, and so on. Fine. But doesn't, in light of what I was suggesting, or Chaim was suggesting, there's something else to say here, and that is, you see from the case of Parakei, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, that in a situation where there is a Mitzarev, right, that, like that case, that, there can be a mashbia, can be Kenishba, and that that can apply to Bituri. So, forget about the particular Hechad tendency of Perikei Halacha Gimel and Daled and something like it in Shavuos Eidos. What about every Shavuos Eidos case, you know, or many Shavuos Eidos cases which happen to be Potter for some reason, right, but where the Mitzarev component, you know, is alive and well? Meaning, if it's Chayli Alei, because of the Kosher Mishpat part, so then why wouldn't we say, well, he's Potter, Shemichayim, Shemishuas Bito? So I don't think what the Rambam says in Perik, for those two reasons, I mean, they're related reasons, right? I mean, they both come from Perikei Halacha Gimel and Daled. Just in one case, I'm speaking about the specific Hechad tendency, and therefore that might be the solution. And although I don't, creative Hechad tendency, you know, generators could probably get around that. Right, Ellie? I didn't mean to insult you that way. I just thought, you know, I'd get you back and, you know, think of things. But the bigger question is, once, you know, there's an acknowledgement that there can be Shuas Habitui Mipiacherim when there's Tziruf, if the Tziruf the lack of Tziruf is not the reason for the Ptur Shuas Ha'edos, then why wouldn't there be Bitui in this particular case, according to the Rambam? Right? Unless the answer is, you know, that, again, that the Mipiacherim of Shuas Ha'edos is still different than Bitui and Bikadon. And or that, you know, that that would still be a circumstance, you know, which, while it might be technically potur mishvuas ha'edos, would be enough of a elecha ba'a lechidusho to qualify for perek tes halacha yudalet, and that would be very important. We'll get back to that. Okay? But that's something in light of our discussion of shvuas bitui. When there's tziruf, to think about very, very seriously. The fact that the Rambam, like the Rimigash, is, you know, despite passing like the Chachamim Neged Rabbi Meir, still sensitive to the differences between Piatzmo and Piacherim, at least in Shuas Ha'edos, if not anywhere else, works well with what I'm saying. Namely, that in the Shuas Ha'edos context, that still is meaningful enough to create that tziruf, maybe that's still a shuas ha'edos halacha. Maybe we don't say mashbia kenishba. We might say that in bitui, and maybe even in pikadon. In pikadon, we might say that b'piacherim is ki'ilu alvar amen. But we're never saying that in the context of shuas ha'edos. And even when there's a p'tur, as long as that chalos of b'piacherim, v'shama kol Allah, you know, as a description of the case legally still is there, so it's still going to be mufka from any kind of bitu. So I think that the Rambam's distinction in Halakha Yadalit, especially in light of this problem of Perikei and what Perikei implies and so on and so forth, is very important and works in well with the view that Mipiacherim and Mipiatzmo, especially in Shavuos Ha'edos, really do represent different tracks or different emphases in the Mechayev of Shavuos Ha'edos. Okay, so having said that, this halacha really is about the sugya and Chaf Hei Amud Beis, so let us turn our attention to Chaf Hei Amud Beis itself. So this is a very complicated Gemara to read. Let us begin with it. I'll try to identify, you know, the different stages of the Gemara and the various views of Rishonim. But that's going to take also a few minutes just to really, what do the Rishonim actually say about this? And if I don't finish now, I may start to speak about the Rambam or maybe some of the Chachmei Sfarad al-Atar. I didn't give you that to look at. I mainly wanted you to look at the more pressing ones, which are the Balamor and Ramban and the Ran, but and the Rimigash. So let's have somebody. You want to do it for us? Okay. So that, as we identified already yesterday, right, is important for us or not? Very much so. So this is what we called yesterday the, let's call it, we called it the flipping issue. Basically what the Gemara is saying is that if you can't flip a Shavuos Bitui, then it doesn't have a shame Shavuos Bitui, or it doesn't have a Chiyuv Shavuos Bitui. And since, right, Shavuos Eidos is not Shavuos Bitui, so the flip of Shavuos Eidos will not be Chayiv for Shavuos Bitui. A very remarkable Gemara. So there are clearly, what would you say, two issues here. What are the two issues? What would you say? Yeah, there are two. This is very. You said correctly. This is a very important line of the Gemara.
Is it true that you can separate Bitui and Eidos?
What's that?
Is it really true that there's no element of Bitui within Eidos?
Or okay, so there really are.
And also. Within Lava, then how much do they have to be?
Exactly. So there are two issues that need to be analyzed here, right? One is the flipping issue itself, right? The whole flipping idea, you know, is a fascinating idea. As I said yesterday, the ability to flip or not flip does not kihuzeh detract from the question of truth and falsehood, right? I mean, if I make a false statement, you know, the fact that I, you know, if I made the opposite statement, right, I'd either be chayav or patur for Shavuos Bitui, doesn't make it any less false, so it doesn't make it truthful, doesn't make it less false, right, where I'm making it. So the whole flipping notion, and the flipping concept, is quite intriguing, right? The question of flipping, you know, hein v'lav and flipping, you know, future and past is also a very fascinating thing. Like, you know, how much, you know, what is the flip, you know, range that is required for flipping? But basically, as I tried to explain yesterday, either this is Gzeiras HaKasuv, right, or the logic of it has to do with the meaning and the consequence or consequentiality, right, of the statement that's being made. There needs to be a chalos shvur hafla, and that implies, right, some, capacity to say that's sometimes defined by the alternatives, right, either positive, negative, or future path, which I think makes a lot of sense. Okay. Having said that, so then the question is, in this flipping rule, right, just as there's an argument or an issue about hein and lav and asid and avar, temporal question, so too we can raise the question to be considered, you know, something that is flippable, right, or have flip potential. I'll say flippable. To be considered flippable, right, do you need specifically to violate, you know, mi din bitui, or is enough that you violate like bitui? In other words, if there's technically no bitui violation, but it's a technicality, right, but the concept of bitui applies, you know, fundamentally in the flipping case, right, is that a flipping chisaron or not? That's the question. And we'll see, as we go forward in the actual deos and the Rishonim here, that in the end that becomes a very important question. And where do you draw the line? Does it matter, you know, whether you're chayiv? Does it matter whether you violate the iser? Does it matter whether all you violate is this iser? Right? So on the flipping question of drawing the line, that is an objective question to think about. But the bigger question is, that's why you have to analyze both at the same time, is, you know, assuming for the moment that flipping isn't just Gzeiras HaKasuv and therefore isn't just completely technical, right, in the most technical way possible, namely you have to be chayim, mishum bitui, only mishum bitui, you know, bifoal, you know, with the karban. Let's assume that that's not the case. But it's more of a, because again, the more the more we relate to it in a more logical way in terms of the consequence of the Shuas Bitui itself, the less we should really care, you know, if the problem is a technical one, the more we should be concerned that it be in the world of Bitui, have meaning in the world of Bitui, but not necessarily, you know, be a chiyuv of Shuas Bitui. Right? We should be more flexible the more we look at this logically. For our purposes, very specifically, that ends up becoming, and this is why it's important, namely, it ends up asking the question, that ends up reducing to the question,
how much
bitui is there in Shavuos Ha'edus? Right? Because if the flip side, right, is chayiv shvua, you know, and there's an iser and a chiyuv and even a korban, but the label happens to be edus and not bitui, right? Why, you know, or how much should that matter to us? So that becomes a question of how much bitui is there, or how different is shvuas edus as a chalos from shvuas bitui. We're going to get back to all these things a little bit later on. But that is the flipping question. Okay. We'll see Shitas very soon. Now Rashi, who says, go ahead.
The in yodel chalidos lav mishum shvuas bitoi hadir on the sky of chutz ledin el mishum shvuas aedus the in el bedin
roiloi. So Rashi, it doesn't say that in the Gemara, right? Rashi introduces in a roiloiid in chutz ledin mandikar shemei. Doesn't mention in the whole sugya. There's nothing about roi lebezdin, about roi laedus. There's nothing about bez. Rashi puts it in everywhere. Throughout the sugya, in the different shlavim of the sugya, which as we'll see, that's Rashi's chiddush. I don't know if he's the first one. Seems like he's the first one to have done that. It's subtle, you know. We all rely on Rashi, so we tend to forget. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon, right? You know, and the people with the greatest contributions, you know, get the least amount of credit sometimes because, you know, that becomes the default way that people just understands. You say, oh, it's a Gemara, but it's a Rashi. Okay. So number one, it's important to note this. It's important to note, as we'll see in a couple of minutes, that this gets, this resurfaces throughout the sugya. And it's important to make the comment that we made yesterday, just to repeat it again, which is, well, if Rashi wants to be particular about it, this expansion, you know, instead of being an explanation, might have been the basis for a question. Why? Because what happens when, you know, he's in a roi lahayin and it's not in Bezdin? Right? You're not going to be chayiv mishum shuas aedus.
Ani yodeh lachayidus is chayiv even outside of
Bez? I'm sorry?
Ani yodeh lachayidus.
I'm not following. Ani yodeh lachayidus is not... Then what we're saying is not chayiv mishum shvuas bitui, because the flip of any yodea. Oh, you're asking me, maybe this Gemara is only saying, see, that's not kipshuto, but that's one of the things we're going to look at. You're saying maybe this Gemara is only saying that if a guy in Bezdin who's roi lahoyed takes the shvua in Bezdin, that there's no bitui. Is that what you're asking?
Because
the flip by that same person in Bezdin, if that were the case, then my comment now would be wrong. The Pashtos, that's not what Rashi is saying. Right? The Pashtos of Rashi is saying is that Shvuas Bitui in this case is always excluded, right? Because it's Shvuas Edos under these other conditions. And that, you know, is a problem. Because you might have thought that would goofa be the reason, you know, that this wouldn't be a flipping problem at all. Because even if the guy was made in Besdin, even if the guy was Roy Lajdus and he was standing in Besdin, right? The fact, you know, that had he said the opposite outside, when there's no chalos to that in Bitui at all, I mean, this Bitui beBesdin and beRoy Lahayid is meaningless, right? So, frankly, the correspondence should have been irrelevant if what we're interested in is Bitui. So what you really would have thought, yeah. The name again?
Mordechai. Yeah. If you said the exact opposite, though, that really the Gemara is only talking about is the basin, because in Besdin, the opposite could work, because the Shuasa Bitoy, if the Gemara were to think that Shuasa Bitoy or Shuasa Edus is really a form of Shuasa Bitoy, then in Besdin, the opposite of Ani Yodea is in Yodea, and that could work, because as a Shuasa Edus, that does exist. Who's the Besdin, there is no option, because outside of Besdin, if you were to say Ani Yodea, you could never say Ani Yodea, because it wouldn't work. Who's the Besdin?
I lost you. You want to say, I think this is what Josh was trying to say yesterday? Where did he go? Are you trying to say the...
Or
what Ari was against? Both of them.
Yeah, the Chachma Shlomo says it.
I don't get it. I still don't get it.
Yeah, he says, I mean, agreed. He says, Perish Rosh Eini Odelecha Eidus from the Chus of Beis Din Kid Perish Rashi Adal Mash Mishbiyan Ha Beis Din Bifnei Beis Din Bekibe Balav Havi Shabir Bechlal Shvuas Vigili. He says since you violate Shua, I think that's enough to call it reversible if it's flippable
within any Shua whatsoever. There is a Shua in Beis Din, there's a Shua's Bitoy one way, the other way it's a Shua's Edus, but it's still flippable because those two can still be considered for the purpose of Lab Behain the same. As opposed to who's the Beis Din?
Who says this?
The
Marshal.
As opposed to Chutz the Beis Din, that wouldn't work because Shuas Eidos doesn't exist at all.
Since there's no Shuas Eidos, so there, why wouldn't there be Shuas Vitoi?
Because Lavehin no longer applies. Because if you, the opposite of Ani Yodea would be Ani
Yodea. Right, but we're coming to be Mechadesh here, that it's not considered to be a Shuas Vitoi when you Behain, because it's not Balav. Isn't that like circular?
In which case, but it's not coming to be Mechadesh, it's coming to be Mechadesh that Chutz
LeBeis
Din, it isn't, but in
Beis
Din it could be.
Yeah, you know, man, I understand. Okay, I find it very. What motivates him to say that? You see? Yerba Enai Pir, Shua She'eni Yodei Alcha Edus Shehu Chutz LeBeis Din. Kipirish Rashi. Yeah, I agree that that's a Rashi sentence. Avon Mashim Ashbin HaBeis Din. If they bested, the kibbal alav, a sharper bechal shuas bitui, the rab.
Maybe he's saying that Gemara is going to.
Maybe he interprets the Gemara like the Rebbe Gash. I don't know. What?
Yeah, I don't know. But it sounds like he's saying
that the whole Gemara is chutz lebezin. But if it would be in bezin, since the flip side would be shy in bezin, that any day it would be in bezin, then he.
No, I understand what's being said. I just think it. I don't think it's Rashi. I don't even understand why anybody would say that. No, that I don't get at all. I'm not sure I understand the Shita either, because I say it's there's a little bit of a catch 22 in the whole thing. Meaning the reason that it doesn't work is because there's no bitui, and there's no reason that there shouldn't be a bitui because there's no bitui because there's no edus. There's no bitui because there's edus, and there's no edus, so why wouldn't there be bitui?
You're saying for this specific concept, there's an exception. When you're taking a shua about not knowing edus, you can only do that within the parameters of shuas edus. So therefore, while shuas edus is a bitui,
but even though if you took it in Besdin and you did shuas edus, it would be sufficiently mitzuref to the bitui to not be a hein and a la problem.
Yes, but outside you still couldn't do it just because there's now a concept that you can't take a shuas edus outside of Besdin. And that's what the pasuk's coming to be mechadesh.
You know what? I'm glad you showed it to me, but I have to say that it's exciting, but I don't really get it so much. I mean, I understand it. I understand what you're saying, but I think it's shocking. Okay. I like it in that it rehabilitates the relationship between shuas edus and shuas bitui, although not necessarily. But we have other rishonim who do that too.
One question: how does the Gemara know?
How
does the Gemara know that outside of Besdin, if you say any Yodei Lachaidus, that you're not Kaya? Who said? Why does that have to be in Besdin?
What did the Gemara know there? The Gemara never said anything about this being in Bezin or out of Bezin. The Pashas, let me just say the Pashas. I want to make sure we get through the main Rishonim today. Let me take a step back. The Pashas of the Gemara is that anytime you take a Shvua, a Hain Shvua of Ani Odeh Lecha Edus, no matter where that takes place, right, you're not Chayiv Mishum Shvuas Bitul. This is the Pashtus of the Gemara. And it's definitely the view of almost all the Mepharshim as well. Wherever you say the words, right, Ani Odeh Lecha Edus and the Shvuas Bitul, whether you're standing in Bezin, whether you're not standing in that Bezin, like that, we'll get back to. But the simple reading of the Gemara, certainly if you hold like Rashi in the mainstream of Rishonim, is that you're not chayv mishum shuas bitui because of shuas ha'edus. Right. Now, the question is, again, what you're all showing me is that the Marshal read Rashi to limit this din and to limit it, right, in what I think is a totally counterintuitive way, right? And the Marshal is reading Rashi as saying, this is only true chutz lebezdin, but the bezdin, since you're chayv shuas edos befoal, that supplies enough lav and hay. Now, let's get this on the record. The shita, it could still be explained in one of two ways. It could be explained the pashtus that the explanation would be that. There's bitui in Shvuas Ha'edus. Now, Shvuas Ha'edus and Shvuas Ha'bitui are sufficiently mitzuraf that this is going to work. Another explanation might be that at the end of the day, we don't care why you're chayiv, we just care that you're chayiv, the exact opposite, in other words, of what we said before. And therefore, even if Shvuas Ha'edus is a different mechayiv, who cares? Right, there's still lav and hain. In other words, lav and hain, instead of being, you know, a rigorous connection, can be a befoal loose connection. That would be the flip side of saying, well, you're not chayv mishum bitui, right? And we don't really care that shvuas edus is also a form of bitui. We technically care that lemaisa you're not chayv mishum bitui. So there would be like three shitas, right? The shita that says that you can only use Shuas Edus for Bitui in La Behain if Shuas Edus has a side of Bitui, right? Whether that's only or also. The Shita that says, no, you have to be, we don't care, even if Shuas Edus is Bitui-esque, still not enough for La Behain, it has to be Bitui. And then we can still discuss how much. We're going to see those Shitas. We'll get them on the record. Right, and then there's another shita that says the opposite, which says that as long as you're chayiv for shvua, even if it's a different mechayiv, we don't care. Right. That would be what that shita says. More likely, the first pshat that shvua said is a form of bitu. However, as I say, I think that is the difficult part of that is not that part. The difficult part is the part that says that since you're not chayiv for shvua sa'edos chutz lebezdin. Right, that you're not chai for shvuas bitui in that circumstance, either. But okay, I get it. I don't think it's what Rashi says. I don't think it's what the Gemara sounds like. But that is a shita. That's the shita of the Marsha. Yeah.
But for Edos, you could take the shvuah chutzah basin as long as you do the kafira and basin afterwards, then become makes you chai on your original.
Yes, it's even worse.
So in this case where you're taking the shuas ha'edus with the basin.
Well, again, I mean halacha. Since we pass like the rabbanan, you're saying so. Either way, you could take the shvua wherever.
Yeah, but meaning let's say right.
And now, and you're all you need really is the kfir of the bez. So from a shvua point of view, right? That's you're asking against this marshal.
I mean, I think I'm using to explain the marshal.
Oh, how?
According to the marshal. If you would take the shuas,
oh, you mean because that'll make it a
you're not chayiv right now, but it's still a shuas.
It has a shame shuas edus
because you can be chayiv on it later. But right now you're not chayiv on it, which is why it isn't allowed.
So you mean that's what gives it a shame shuas edus?
Yeah, it's a shame shuas edus because okay. Later when you do the shira, it'll then make you chayiv for your original shuas.
So you're saying like this: when there's a shame shuas edus, But it okay, I think that's a good point. I like it. Meaning what Marshall means is that this, as long as there's a shame shuasa edus, right? So it's not going to be bitui, and there's no chiyuv. So then you're lacking the hein v'lav. But if you have a chiyuv, even if it's b'toras shuasa edus, that's fine. It's only if you are in the parsha of shuasa edus and you don't have a chiyuv, then you're left adrift. Okay, very good, much better. I can live with that. It's still not, I think, what Rashi has in mind, or what the Gemara is, because the simple shot in the Gemara is it doesn't matter where you are or on any of this. It makes zero difference. So what is Rashi saying? Let's get back to, so now we have the Marshal. Good. Getting back to what I think is Rashi. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi's pointing out that you need Ruin the Hayid, right, and you need Bezdin in order to be Chai for Shua Sa'idus. The question is, does Rashi mean to say that only the Bezdin and only the Ru'i L'Hoyd, the Ru'i L'Hoyd even more so, will there be this problem with Shua's Bitui? So let's say you had a Karov, right, or a Pasul, or an Isha, right, the Pasul, who made this Shua's Bitui. So there's no confusion of Shua's Aedus, according to Rashi. Would it be not a problem of Shua's Bitui in that case? Right? So we'll see. That is a Machlokas HaRishonim in general, at least in terms of the question of Bitui, whether you're also Chai B'Shub Shua's Bitui. Right? But in terms of La Behem, would that matter? The Pashtus of the Gemara, the answer is no. So then what is Rashi emphasizing that for? It's just raising questions. So I think that the answer to that question is that what Rashi's trying to do with Roy Lahayid and with Bezdin is to characterize, right, the difference between Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Bitui. That Rashi is trying to answer our question, which is it really true that, you know, we're so strict about the flipping that it has to be Bitui and exclusively Bitui? No, as long as there's a Bitui-esque element to the Shvuah and to the Chiyuv, that should be enough too. However, says Rashi, the fact that Shvuas Eidos takes place only in Bezdin, right, or you need the fear of the Bezdin in the end, and the fact that it's only Beroi Lahayid, what that shows is that there's a different Mechayev. So that different Mechayev, right, is logically, right, responsible for this being a non-flipping case. Rashi's exactly bringing this in to show that idea. Okay? We may revise that a little bit, but that's the Pashtus. The Chiddush of Rashi is, especially on the Ruin L'Hoyd part, is it really have even a shame Shuas Eidus in that case to knock out the potential of Bitui? Never mind the Bezin part, what Aaron just said is makes a lot of sense, because you can use it to explain the Marshal, but in general, because Bezdin, you know, isn't a traditional Tanai, it's not the, you know, it's not the, you know, fundamental necessarily, it's a condition in Chiyu, but it's not a condition probably in Shame Shua Sa'idus, right? And it doesn't even have to, as we say, the Shua doesn't even have to be Bezdin. But Roy L'Hoyd, you might say, Mishain or Roy L'Hoyd, that's not Shua Sa'idus at all. So if an Isha makes a Shuas Bitui, I know the Eidus, like, why should that be a problem? If it is a problem, so that's an added Chiddush, that we still call that under the rubric, it looks like, or the content looks enough like Shuas Eidus, that it's still the Salek or Mafkia, you know, the Bitui, and therefore considered to be a Laban Hain flipping problem. Okay, we'll see what happens Lamaskana, whether or not Lamaskana we still think that Shvuas Eidus, Marshal aside, because again the Marshal is basically saying that Lamaskana, I'm sorry, the Marshal is saying that even in the Havamina, Shvuas Eidus that is chayiv fulfills lav dehei for one of the two reasons that we discussed. But according to the pashtus of the Gemara and most Rishonim, and I think the pashtus of Rashi, which is that Shuas Eidus does not fulfill this, characterized by right its unique dinim. So we still have to figure out what is the din lamaskana and what is the and again, is this more of a lav and hein halacha, or is it a shuas eidus and shuas vitui halacha? Yeah, Asher.
Was obviously the case is where it's not Shuas Eidus, it's definitely not. So you come to say over here that no, the words Eidus have been completely taken over by Shuas Eidus,
right.
And therefore even Shuas Eidus,
that's what I'm saying.
We can't say
right.
But I thought you were just saying from a more practical perspective.
He
not so to characterize the difference between Shuas Eidus and Shuas Vitui, but just because he's saying the only potential case where you could have Nisei Blav Dehein is eliminated because Inu Delech Eidus can only be a Shuas Eidus, not be.
But why? Because that, I mean, why is it, meaning, well, I mean, in substance, in cases, we're saying the same thing for sure, right? You're saying that Rashi's comment is more pragmatic? But why is that, from a pragmatic point of view, why don't you just make the distinction? If it doesn't characterize the nature of the shvur. That's a part of my catching. What I'm trying to explain is, shvur say this is a different parsha. It needs a bezdin, it needs ruim lahayid, and with the added assumption that even without those things, you know, it's still a deficient shvur sa'edus. You could have argued on that, right? But either way, as long as it's a deficient shvur sa'edus, it's still not a shvur's beat, right?
I thought Rashi was talking here in light of the end of the sugya, the idea of la'achas, where Rashi is saying the havmina that he's coming to redress is that even in a case of bidis, then there's still a latent machai of a bitoy. Therefore, once you take it chutz l'beis din, we can have an actual chiyuv mishum bitoy, and that's what we're trying to do.
But we're not. I mean, clearly, based on the Rashi later on, the way he interprets the Hemshech of the Gemara, right, they think the Lav Dehein case is applicable, right, even b'mishein aroy l'hoid and chutz l'beis din. Now, what we're speculating about in Rashi here is explicit in Rashi later on. Right? Agreed? Right? The Rashi later on. Dibra Maskil, what is it? Mechlal Dabai. I'm sorry. Savar Isa L'shua Ba'ola. Right. Okay. I don't think we're saying so much, something somewhat so different, but I think that's what's going on. Okay, let's continue. So that's in the first part of the sugya. Is this retained lamaskana and the other shitos of where to draw the line in lav and hein and in how we understand the relationship between shuas eidus and shuas vitui? It's part of the Gemara, so that let's leave until we see the Rishonim inside because I want to make sure that we actually get to them. Yeah.
The point of Rashi is if inner roi lahein or chutz.
Is it what?
Inner roi lahein or chutz.
I'm saying the answer is no. I think that's what he says explicitly, clearly.
For example, when Rashi says tied to the transcript of the Gemara,
he says what?
Why would he reiterate when the Gemara then says?
Well, let's read the Gemara.
I'm tired. So then, why would Rashi reiterate again if it's in Beis Din and Roi Lahei?
No. I think that's a different one. I think Rashi's used no that. Is pashut because then you need a before al chiyuv. There, Rashi. No. I think Rashi's using. I understand your question. Rashi's using chutz l'bezdin and roi l'hoid in the sugya in two different ways. Right. In the case where the Gemara says he should be chayv shtayim, so he's saying in a case where that can only be a question, and the contrary because he said previously, it's. You know, where's Ellie? Is he gone? Out of here. Okay. I was going to say Pumfa cared for him, but if you're not here, it's no point. Because Rashi just used Roy Lahoid and Chutz L'Bezin to characterize Shvuas Eidus, right? Even in a case where it's not true. So he wants you to understand that the Gemara's question is only in a case where it is true, because that depends on the following key.
It's just,
so I think it's totally consistent.
It's just like I wouldn't need Rashi to know from reading the Gemara that there are two fundamentally different truths characterized by their halachos.
Well, you do, because a lot of Rishonim think it isn't true.
I would know because of something like Mishpah. Like,
well, we'll get to that. Are those necessarily better? What I think is that's what I said, my comment before about Rashi and giving him credit, right? What I was really saying was the Gemara doesn't mention Roy Lahayit all the Roy Lahayit and Chutz Lebezin issues come from Rashi, right? And it's an interesting question. See, you walk out, you miss the best things. The Gemara does say, as we'll see in a second, Mezik Shoge, right? And the Balei Tosas ask, what about the Piacherin? And the Ramban says, well, haha, if that's all you meant, da, 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 I'll explain in a minute, you could have just as easily said Mi Piacherin. So this discussion, what do you want to quote to characterize Shvuas HaEdus? Do you want to do it Rashi's way? Do you want to do it the Gemara's way in Abaya? For Rava, the Gemara quotes zero. And Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rimigash and the Rambam quote Mezid Keshoge. So this is exactly, again, because we did a Hakdama and we're now sensitive to these questions, namely, what is the true relationship between Edus and Bitui and so on? And are there specific factors in Shvuas HaEdus, right, that characterize, you know, either a different track or you know, Mida, you know, the fact that they exist in Shvuas HaEdus show you something about the totality of the institution. So that's why this sugya right now is just, you know, jumping off, you know, the page at us. So your question is a good question, but it's, in a way, it's prejudiced by your understanding of different factors and which ones do or don't reflect, or do they equally reflect to it? That's part
it's
of the
really
sugya.
It's really prejudiced on the fact that, like, without any particular thing, I might have just said that she's fundamentally different truth. Like the rift. Right?
Well, we'll see what the rift means.
I've never even mentioned
I'm not sure what the rift means. We'll see what the rift means. Yeah. We'll get to
the rift. One more question.
Yeah.
Why is that has to be in Bezin, but that could be outside of Bezin.
And I don't think that's formulated authentic. I think that's not a correct formulation. What you just asked. I mean, I don't understand.
What I'm saying is the Gemara says that...
It's not why. Are you talking about in the context of Shvuas HaEdus, or is the flipping potential to sanction, or I'm sorry, to qualify...
I'm sorry, let me just give you a question. I need to know how HaEdus...
The pashtus, leave the marshal aside. Aniyo de'alcha edus is excluded as shvuas bitui across the board, because you're chayav shvuas edus for it in Bezdin with a roi l'hoid. That's a simple pshat of the Gemara, and that's a simple pshat of Rashi. Because in Bezdin with a roi l'hoid, you're chayav shvuas edus and not shvuas bitui. Therefore, no matter where you are, shvuas bitui a neodei lechaedus doesn't have a proper flip, right? It doesn't have a contrast, and therefore it is excluded.
So I'm saying, why are we focusing on the flip side? Why are we focusing on the neodei lecha itself?
What do you mean? Because that's what Gemara says. There's no objective problem with a neodei lechaedus. Is it worse than ochal? You know, Kikar Hayom?
That's what I'm asking. Why is Aniyah de Lechaedus? That could be outside of Bezin, but
Aniyah. Because it's we're talking about Shuas Bitui. There's no Chalos Bezin in Shuas Bitui. This Gemara is on Chaf Hayom and Beis. It's in the middle of the third parak, which is talking about Shuas Bitui. Shuas Aedus only comes into play here because it ruins Shuas Bitui.
But the question this way, why is Aniyah de Lechaedus? That is Shuas Bitui, but Aniyah de Lechaedus.
Because that's Shuas Aedus. That's the whole problem of it. That's the third parak.
Because I know one says I don't know. So why is one Bitui, one...
Because the Torah said Nefesh kisechta v'shama kol alav hu eino ra yadayim lo yagid b'masav.
No, he says he doesn't know. Not in that I do know.
Right, that's not Shavuos Eidos. Okay. Shavuos Eidos is, I want you to come to court.
And he says, I don't know.
There's a Chavos Haggadah. You should come to court. Okay. Right? And I, and you lie about it. That's Shavuos Eidos.
That's a regular Shavuos Bitter.
Yeah. Ani Yodei L'Chai Eidos is a third parak topic. Okay. It gets, the reason it gets messed up is because of the fourth parak.
Still, I wanted to know.
Or the positive. Okay. So, let's go to the next lines of the Gemara just to identify what we're talking about, and then we'll so Lavahain is fascinating, and we'll get back to it a little bit more. But let's continue. Yeah, that we're not going to do now.
Oh.
Wait. So before you get to the answer, I want to talk about the question, right? This is an obvious question. How do you understand this question? What do you think about it? Or what does anybody else think?
You would have thought that Aedis isn't essentially different from
the people. Is or isn't?
You would have thought that it wouldn't be.
Is the question easier to swallow If the differences between Eidos and between Bitui and Eidos are narrower or wider? What?
If there are very big differences, then it makes
sense. I don't mean nafkaminas for the moment. Oh, I'm asking a very basic question. What is the Gemara's question? The Gemara is saying the Bishlomo le Rav. I'm sorry, this one the Shmuel. So we know why we need the Parsha of Shavuos. It's a remarkable Gemara. We need the Parsha of Shavuos. It's really kind of your question, you know. It really gives some credence, you know, to the question that you asked a second ago, a little bit. Not too much, but just a little bit. Meaning, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying we need Shavuos Eidos in order to teach us a din in Shavuos Bitui, right? I mean, if it wasn't for the Parsha of Shavuos Eidos, then there would be a case of Bitui, right? L'habar, l'sha'abar, because it would be nishba l'levata l'samitzvah, l'kayim l'samitzvah. So there would be a hole in Shavuos Bitui. So thank goodness we have, you know, an extra pasuk in Vayikra and six dapim in Maseches Shavuos, because thanks to that, we save that one case in Shavuos Bitui. Okay, that's inspiring. It's a little bit of a Musar Haskel. You know, the importance of every halacha. Okay. But when you think about it, right, is that really what we mean? Right? Or, I mean, what bothers me is, let's say, I mean, the whole parsha of Shavuos Eidos and all the dinim of Shavuos Eidos come to save that one halacha. Wouldn't you think, and again, I'm admittedly speaking as somebody who has a certain orientation here, wouldn't you think that you need the Parsha of Shavuos Eidos if indeed the Mechayev of Shavuos Eidos is different than Shavuos Bitui, because that value, right, of Shavuos Eidos is critical. You don't have that in Shavuos Bitui. Lemaisa, you might get, you know, the cases might all work out with a Karban, but that doesn't mean it's Shavuos Eidos. In other words, the question is a much stronger question if you assume one of two things. Right. One is if you assume like a meta-halachic thing, and that is that, you know, okay, we care not as, or to justify a parsha or extra dinim, right, there has to be a tangible, concrete nafkamina la-halach. There has to be a case that's going to be left out of the kol. Right. Going even further, we don't care about the concepts, we care about the cases. We don't want there to be cases which are asur, which we're going to think are mutter, or vice versa. We don't want to get giluyei mils. We don't have factual inaccuracy. And that's what drives, or that's sufficiently drives, maybe that's a better way to say it, a lot of things. Right? So at the end of the day, as much as I can jump up and down, and maybe in other matters it's important to know that Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Bitui are fundamentally different mechayvim, as long as all the cases are covered in one way or another, who cares? There are other gemaras that sound like that too, or certainly other Rishonim and other Achronim who ask that question in countless cases. Like, what do you need this? It's covered. It's a good Minchas Chinuch type question too, right? Again, I l'shitasi, you know, always a little bit rebel from that question, because it seems to me that it would be sufficient. Again, it depends what we're asking. You know, if we're talking about a different concept, even if it overlaps, right, you know, it's still a different concept. Okay. So the question either is that, or the question is, Shuas Eidus and Shuas Bitui are basically one concept, like you were reading from the Gnuzei or the Ginzei, you know, Hagrach before. The Shuas Sheker got a little more specialized, a little less specialized. If that's the case, what do we need the whole thing for? What do we need a new Parsha for? What do we need a new Parak for? It's a form of Shuas Bitui, right? So Bishlomo, if you have a missing case, you know, that makes sense. So to me, this line works much better, because I don't want to admit the metahalachic thing, you know, for good reason, not just out of personal prejudice. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying that there's a very close relationship here. Very interesting. Okay. Now again, that would work nicely in the continuity from the Marshal, right, that we were talking about before. You know, if indeed that's true, namely that Shuas Eitz could serve Shuas Api, could serve Lav and Hain of Shuas Bitui too, as long as you're Chayiv. But does it work well, you know, for the what I call the Pashtus of Rashi and the Pashtus of the Gemara? Not so much. Right? But that's fine. Now the question is, if this is really the question, namely Shuas Eitz and Shuas Bitui are pretty much the same with a couple of details. So where are the details? So then we have to keep our eye open. So the answer, the maskan of the Gemara, is the Gemara going to say there's a couple of details, but in Achanami, or is the Gemara going to say that whole mentality is wrong? Namely, Shuas Eidus is a different parsha as reflected by Nafka Mina. It's not just the Nafka Mina, it's the characterization of the Nafka Mina. Understand? Yeah, Alex.
Isn't the first way of reading even weirder, considering the whole chiddush of the Torah was the primary case of the Torah was Mipi Acherim, which certainly doesn't exist when it comes to Bitui.
I think, yeah.
Meaning, 100%. Even the Gemara aside and what the Gemara goes back and forth about.
Unless you want to say, oh, that's the detail that the Gemara wants that we're providing. But it doesn't say in the Gemara. Tosis asks that question. Like the bottom Tosis says, Havamatzu Lameimer Lechaivo. Right, we'll get to it in a minute. And as I said, Ramban has a line about it, and that was kind of implicit in Josh's question before. So, but right, I agree with you. The fact that it's so different, and that, but again, we're taking a certain, because we're very sensitive already. We're saying, oh, Mipi Acherim is the classic. Not just Mipi Acherim works here. Mipi Acherim is the classic case of Shavuos Eidus. The case in the Torah, B'Shama Kalala. That's because likely the whole Parsha of Shuas Eidus, which is written in a totally different place, by the way, than the Parsha of Shuas Bitui, right, is a completely different Mechayev. At least Shuas HaPikadon, they're written in proximate places. That's another, you know, raya for me, you know, about the relationship Shuas HaPikadon, Shuas Eidus, and Bitui. Oh. Anyway, so this is what we need to figure out. There are two ways to read the question, and there are also two ways theoretically, to anticipate the answer. The Gemara is going to say, yes, we have enough Gemina. The Gemara is going to say, are you kidding me? We have enough Gemina, which makes the question, you know, wrong. The question's assumption is wrong. Okay. So which is it? El Rav, Lama Hilkasa Afkar Achmana, right? Om Rabbanon, Kameh Dabaya. Go ahead. Okay, so the first thrust, the first idea, definitely is in keeping with the question. Although not necessarily 100%, because you could still say that, you know, when we say Lachuve Tarti, does that mean, there are, you know, in the world out there, you know, we encounter, not surprisingly, two types of lachiyuve tartis, or at least I think we do. It can be demonstrated that we do, right? You know, the Gemara says, you know, what do you need the assay of Shabbos? You know, we have the malachos. And if you want to say that it's they're talking about the same thing, what do you need a book? Lav or lav, belav yase. Right, and what do you need bayiran, bayimatze, lav or lav bishnayim, or layomir, leachli fenova layomir, lav or lav bishnayim. Right, well, the Tosas we talked and we learned about Mitzia a couple of years back. You know, Tosas says, losachmod, if Gemara says losachmod, below dummy l'inshi mashmalu. Right? I mean, that people think that losachmod you only violate when you actually don't pay for it. So Tosas says, well, then you violate losigzol. Right? Tosas says, lavar l'vishnai, Tosas b'mitzia. Right? And they're, you know, too many to count. What does that mean? The answer is there are two models out there. You know, one model is it's basically the same mechayev, and it's a quantitative reinforcement or strengthening lav arla b'lav yaseh, same mechayev, lav arla b'shnayim. It's a more severe iser. And the Ramban talks about this, and Rambam talks about it in Sefer Mitzvot, like, you know, about dam and Rashi, basically. They talk about, like, multiple in minyan mitzvos. Should you count the multiple isurim in minyan mitzvos? What's the significance of having multiple isurim that overlap? Again, b'yirah, b'yimatzeh, layach, layach, lifano, lo yamir. What's the significance of having it? A. B. Are there any nafkamina, things like ase dokalos, ase? That's an issue. Three. Should you count them in minyan mitzvos? Seemingly a discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Shurashim, except that both agree that there are exceptions. Ha! How can there be exceptions? The fact is that there are exceptions? Gilui and Milsa Xeros Akasos? No, probably. Because there can be two types. Meaning, I mean, again, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Shurashim speak about it when they talk about the multiple mentions of Shabbos. Right? One reason for Lav or Labishnayim or whatever is extra Chomer, extra emphasis, or extra, you know, you know, dam people, it's very easy for people. They love dam. You know, so, you know, you got to just mention it again and again and again. Like Musar, you know. The thing that people violate the most, you have to mention, you know, the most as well. Or the opposite. People think something is not Usar, you have to emphasize. Or it's really so Usar, you know, that it's just so much more Chomer, you have to keep emphasizing. There can be numerous reasons for repetition. And they can all be quantitative. And they can all reflect on the single integrated problem, common problem. However, right, another equally compelling reason for repetition or for lav or lav b'shnayim is that there are two mechayvim. When Tosa says if los achmod, right, and los sigzo, lav or lav b'shnayim, my personal view is that he doesn't mean all of a sudden just these and they're totally different parshi. I mean, there are two, they overlap, maybe. What he's trying to say is, I can't find enough gemina. Whenever you violate one, you violate the other. But it doesn't mean that they aren't totally different. I think that's even true in Bal Yirah Vayimatzai. It may be true in Lo Yach Lifenu V'Lo Yamir. What's enough gemina? Again, maybe whether or not Ase Dochalos Ase or Lavanita Klase issues. Maybe in terms of Minyan and Mitzvot. Like Minyan and Mitzvot, would you want to count something twice? If it's to mechayvim, you would. If it's, you know, to if it's further emphasis of the same mechayv, you wouldn't. So the Gemara says here, lechiyuve leitarti, which model doesn't, we don't know. We just don't know. Is the Gemara saying, in Achanami, there is no case of shuas eidos, which isn't also shuas bitui, so it's covered, right? But, you know, we want to, you know, this particular case is a double one, so we want to give you a double iser or a double warning. Or does the Gemara mean, I'm sorry, one sec. Or does the Gemara mean to mechayvim? Meaning inochanami, but that doesn't mean they're the same. They're to mechayvim, but you still chayv twice. What do you want to say to the Gemara? What do you mean? What's drabbanan? Here?
Yeah.
What's drabbanan? There's no, right. No drabbanan in this Gemara. Good drabbanan. Which, what's drabbanan?
No, oh. No. The thing, the one seems to be saying that high carbonos, so carbonos.
Yeah. High carbonos, but that doesn't mean it's. What, should you have it separately in minyan mitzvah? We do have it separately in minyan mitzvah. Right? L'chiyuvei le'tarti. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Lahu, ahead. So how do we read this line now? It depends how we read the previous line, right? Is the Gemara saying, you know, in Achanami, it's one Mechayiv, the differences are very, very small, but that doesn't mean you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim, right? You're Chayiv, on the contrary, that's a reason to be Chayiv Achas, right? Or is the Gemara saying, right, that basically there are two Mechayivim, and there's a kind of an eclipsing, you know, going on here. Right? Now, there's only one because of the same, and one is just a more specialized. Or there's only one. They have two models of Kamei Bedravim in it, right, out there. One is the subsuming kind, we'll say, and the other is what I call the eclipsing kind. You know, one is based on the idea that it's included already, because it's like-minded, or it's just in a hierarchy, a quantitative hierarchy. The other is based on the idea that we're dealing with two different Mechayvim, and they, you know, one blocks out the other, right? So which is it here? What is Abaya saying? Now, the truth is, la'achas me'ela, la'achas ata mechayv, v'yat ata mechayv eshtayim, sounds more, if you had to choose, like what? Like different mechayvim, or like different, or just a din, a special halakha, that you're not chayv, a chiddush, that you're not chayv eshtayim, or that you don't need to be chayv eshtayim, which? The second. Sounds much, even the kablei, the normal kablei bedrab, you know, mishumachas rishachas atomakaibo, yatomakaibo mishum shtei rishios, it sounds a lot more like that. But then it comes to the next line, which is, okay, good. So we haven't answered the question. We now explain that they're not chayv shtayim. So we're back to the question, what do we need the whole parsha of Shua Seidus for to begin with? So the key is going to be the answer to that question. Which is, go ahead, Ula Baya. Right? So now, there are two. I'm sorry to keep doing this, but it is. And you'll see it in the Rishonim. Meaning, there are two ways to read that line, too. Right? What are the two? One is, again, depending on how we've been reading it until now, right? Or if there's no depart, meaning we still need to justify why there's a parsha of Shua Sa'idus, why isn't it all just subsumed under Bitui? The answer is because there's a halacha which is different, Mezid Keshogeg and Karban. That is one way to read, right, this Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara, what are you talking about? We need Parsha Shavuos Eidos because there are Nafkamina, but more importantly than that, the Nafkamina characterize a different in Mechayiv. And the fact that Mezid is Keshogeg is what highlights, right, the different Mechayivim. Oh, that gives a certain prominence to Mezid Keshogeg. Correct? Yeah. The truth is, then let me talk about that for one more second, because the Gemara only has Mezid Keshogeg for Abaya. But you'll see that the Rimigash puts it into Rava, although the Rimigash is Rava, is a totally different Rava. But the Rambam also has Mezid Keshogeg. It's very interesting. So it's worth, is Mezid Keshogeg a detail? Right? Or is Mezid Keshogeg something more fun? If it is something more fundamental, frankly, it's really more that Shogeg is Kemezid, and therefore Mezid is Keshogeg, than it is that Mezid is Keshogeg. By which I mean that, right, the Shogeg, it's basically the Mechayev of Hefsed Mamo, which applies even to Shogeg, and since that is the Mechayev, there's no reason that shouldn't apply to Mezid as well. Whereas, if it's just the detail of Mezid Keshogeg, meaning here there's no Malkus, there's only a korban, then it's a prat and a detail and a kula. If it's mezid is keshogeg because a shogeg is also a choshem mishpat mechayev, right? Then it's a kula in one respect because you don't have malchus, but the din of mezid keshogeg is about shogeg, and it's really a chum. Yeah, there's a question? Yeah, Ariel? Also a little differently, correct. But that could be for technical, we still have to discuss that when we get to the, we're very close to starting to go straight, meaning what is Shogeg and what is Mazed and Shuas Avis? It cannot be mostly that, you know, that, you know, that, you know, that you you forgot the Avis. Right, because then you're telling the truth. That's a view of Moshe shown it anyway. But we'll get to that. Right. The Hagdara of Mezid of Shogeg and Mezid in Bitui versus Eidos may be a factor. That's what you're pointing out, and that's correct, and we'll get back to it. Yeah.
So we've been reading this Gemara in two different ways. One of them to show, one of them saying that really they're the same, one of them saying that they're different. On different Rishonim on the different sides of this really
yes.
going to support their claims from this Gemara itself, or they're really getting their in this view from other Gemaras elsewhere, and it just happens to be that both views are have existed in this Gemara.
I think both. I mean, some of the, as we'll see, we'll look at them. I think both. In some cases, it's like, you know, being impressed with the Habamina, not, you know, thinking that the Maskana is a total rejection of the, I'm talking about the Rif for the moment, is a total rejection of the Habamina. You could also add, you could always say, well, that reading, that literary sensitivity itself is a function of maybe, you know, being conceptually, you know, convinced that there is or isn't such a big gap between these two things. It's hard to always know. But in terms of what they say, I mean, the Ramban definitely, you know, speaks about, you know, his impression from the language of the sugya and so on. I think it's both. That's an interesting question. But yeah. Yeah.
Rabbi was saying that the Lachas Me'ila was more mashma, that it's shnei mecha, that it's a nach mechaivim, that it's
right.
a...
That it's more
yeah,
din.
Yeah, that's more, so, but yeah. not like.
But I don't think it's impossible to say.
Yeah,
that.
But also according to Tosfos, said the drush is really from Ela.
Yeah.
So Ela is heavily mashma to mechayim.
Why?
Because it's referring that you can only choose one mechayim. Like you choose one mechayim
yeah,
from
that's
the
interesting.
Group.
Interesting. Maybe a little more. Maybe.
And not like. Mechayim.
What?
Not mechayim, but yeah.
Right. That's an interesting point. Me and Tosfos did Ramas Achas, where you pointed out because you need the you need the Achas for the other. I hear that. Interesting point. Didn't think of that. Okay. So, Mezik to Shogeg. We're going to get back to that. Rabbeinu Hananel, when he talks about Mezik to Shogeg, adds the word, Davar Chadashu, L'chaim HaKorban al Mezik to Shogeg, Bilav Gredasa. Emphasizing that it's a kind of a chumra. I'll tell you, I think it means what I was saying before. You only have a lav, and yet the Mezik you know, chayv a korban. It's a different kind of law. Right? On the other hand, the next line of the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanan Labaya, go ahead. Yeah, what is that? How does that read? In our two ways to read the Gemara, broadly speaking, clearly. Which way? The more technical way. Meaning, if the Gemara says, you know, well, so you want to be Mechadesh this one detail, but basically you don't need Shuas Eidos otherwise. Again, unless you go back to the meta point, which is there are different Mechaibin, but who really cares as long as everything is covered? As long as no one's getting away, you know, with a free violation. Okay. That would be still okay. But the Pashtus, if you really think that there are different Mechaibim and you're characterizing it by Mezid Keshogeg, and you're really saying something about Shogeg, which is what I was arguing a second ago, that the Shogeg here is a Maisa Veira, not just a lack concentration in matters that are important, you know, and therefore it's totally different than a regular Chatas, and a regular lav, you know, and that's the reason why you're chayiv mezid k'shogeg, because even the shogeg is kind of a mezid or a mafsid, and therefore huadin, it's there's no gap between the mezid and the shogeg in this kind of an avera. In the shvuas bitui, so there's a maisa avera of shvuas sheker b'mezid, and then there's the negligence, let's say the shkaga part, and one is chayiv b'karban. And the other is Chayiv Malkus. But here, you know, for whatever reason, it ends up being kind of a kula because you're only Chayiv Korban, but the Shogeg Korban itself is the Hepsid Mamun Aveira, and so on. Right? So then you're not going to say, well, so let him, you know, so let the let the mazid, you know, be chayiv acha, so let the shogay be chayiv tarte, because the whole point is that we just characterize especially the whole Shuas Eidus and especially shogay. Right? Oh. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? But now again, we want to see, did he clobber him backwards and say, like, what are you talking about? Or did he say, oh, good question, but. So what did he say? Amalai, Amalahu. Yeah, so the answer is it sounds pretty what? Pretty moderate. It sounds like he's saying, good point, but not true, because the limud is, you know, mishumachas, you know, veloshtayim, and that can't work for mezid. So it's got to be a default. What can you do? Nebuch, we have to go to the shogeg. And if it's shogeg, so you're back to where you were. What he should have said was, what are you talking about? Mezid k'shogeg characterizes the shogeg. It characterizes Shavuos Eidos. And that's what we are really trying to say, is that you need a parsha of Shavuos Eidos. Right? Yeah.
Within
Mazid,
it's going to reflect more.
Maybe. Mina Hava Mina. What he said. Maybe. What does Rava say? Yeah. So, this is, of course, intriguing because, like, when you read this Gemara, and I'll Rishon him, again, I'm sorry it's taking so long, we'll definitely finish this on Thursday, but I want to go into the Lishon and some of the Rishon because they're important. But this line in the Gemara is also very difficult. The reason I'm going so slowly is to try to show you it. You know, then the Rishon will go quick, but it's just a very difficult Shakamataria, and a lot is dependent on it, you know, in terms of the big issues. So what's intriguing about Rava, of course, is, like, what's the difference between Rav and Abaya? A, is there any nafkamina between them? Right? Number one. Number two, okay, so is it just that he quotes one limud and he doesn't need a limud? But you could say that the gap between Abaya and Rav is very small. And both of them either think this is a conceptual discussion, you know, about Shavuos Eidos being unique, or both of them think that it's, you know, more of a yawning discussion about, you know, Shavuos Eidos being existing, you know, to fill in gaps for its Shavuos Bitui, you know, esque character. The only thing is, this is an argument, you know, is the limud from Achas, you don't need a limud because, you know, in the Chabalah Chidusho. But there are two things that are interesting. Number one, there's no limud. And number two, there's no characterization. And some of the Rishonim add a characterization, which is fascinating, including Rashi. Right? What does Rashi say? What about Rava? Number one, lo tzorach limute milachas. Right? Yeah, but go ahead. Right. Pas and paschitin, pasor and paskusmin. Fine. Here's Rashi becomes mechudash again. The yotza b'fnei atzmo. Ooh, again, not the kar shemay in the Gemara. That's Rashi the third time. Right, the second time was to contrast and to show that it's befoel. Now, is he talking about befoel? Doesn't sound like it. And we'll see in a moment, for sure he doesn't think it. Hilkach, in the Chabalah, so he basically substituted, right, Ru'uyin and Bezdin, which he used initially to characterize, assuming not like the Marshal, for the Lav and Hain problem. Now it's being used to answer the other problem, like what do we need the whole Shavuos Eidos for anyway? The answer is, because the Chiddush of Shavuos Eidos makes it unique. No nafkamina. He's not mentioning nafkaminas. He's not characterizing it. But Rashi characterized it. Okay. right? Let's continue. Rashi characterized it. Rava didn't think he needed to characterize it. He thought he said it all by saying you don't need miut, and it's chidusho, right? So again, technically or by saying it's chidusho and it's yotzo mechlal, what he means is for abaya it's bechlal bitui with an adjustment, and for Rava it's a chidish and it's yotzo mechlal. We can characterize it in 20 different ways, right? Again, Tosis asks in abaya, right? Again, the Ramban in Mochamos is Medayik that the Gemara didn't do that. Although he also admits that the Gemara could have characterized it in a couple of different ways. If we're looking for Nafgamina, then we certainly shouldn't care on the surface. If we're looking to characterize, then there's a double question. You know, one is to assess what best characterizes, is Mipiacherim characterizer? Is Bezit a characterizer? Is Bezdin and Roim Lahayid a characterizer? Which of these are Pratim and Tanaim, and which of these are things that go to the heart and core, the essence of Shavuos Eidos and what makes it unique? Right? Okay, so let's continue. So it is fascinating also to note that Rashi did this, but what the Rimigash and the Rambam did, and the Rach did. What did the Rach say about Rava? Earliest, the Rach, right? Yotzalidam b'davar chadash, says the Rach. V'hu l'chayvo korban al amezid k'shogeg b'lav gredasa. That's in Rava. En l'chabo l'chidushe bilvad. En l'chabo l'korban echad bilvad b'im b'shogeg b'im b'mezid. Wow, so interesting. He did both. The Rach has two chidushim. Number one, he stuck in Shogeg and Mezid in Rava, which the Rambam and the Rimigash also did, but the Rimigash, again, is a whole different perspective, so leave the Rimigash out of it for the moment. Right, but then he added the words, what I mentioned before, Lab Bilab Gredasa, because I think he thinks it's a characterization in Rava. I think the Rach understands that that Rava, unlike Abaya, Rava doesn't need a limud achas, and it's not that kind of a limud, which is about the befoal implementation either. Right? Rava, who calls it a chidusho, right, is telling you, Shavuos Eidos is a totally different machayev. If you want to characterize it, then don't just, not just the din of Mezid Keshogeg, but Mezid Keshogeg Balav Gredasa. Right? And Ein L'chabal L'chidush HaKlomar, Ein L'chabal L'Korban Echad Bilbad, Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezid, meaning, that's why the whole thing before, Be'ema, is totally wrong. You want to say Be'ema, B'Mezid is a difference in B'Shogeg, not. Okay, so Rabbi gave a technical answer. The Rach is saying, Rabbi gave a fundamental answer. It's a characterization. So of course it applies Beim Shogeg Beim. It's more about Shogeg than it is about Mezid. Right? Rashi too understands that the difference between Abaya and Rava is that for Abaya, all this is technical, but it's within the orbit of Bitui, and that for Rava it is fundamental. How do we know that? That's from the next line. Keep going. Go ahead. Yeah. The answer? Okay. So this question is the question, just to give, you know, to say it more shortly. This is a question that the Rif says, you know, is amum with an ayin, meaning it's, you know, it's not clear, which the Rishonim all debate about what is the question. Right, the Balamor is an innovative pshat, the Rimigash, Balamor is an innovative pshat, the Rif has a pshat, you know, the Ramban basically defends Rashi, the Ran has a little bit of a pshat. So, like, what is this line? So let's just stick for Rashi, because we only have 1 more minute to talk about it. According to Rashi, this is the tying together of the beginning and the end of the sugya, the way Rashi reads it. And that is, oh, Abaya really holds that fundamentally Bitui and Eidos are the same. And it's only a nafkamina mezik shoge, or shoge shelo lavor bishtai. But all that is technical. Right? So if that's really true, then why what's the flipping problem? What's the assumption there? Flipping doesn't depend technically on Eidos and Bitui. Flipping should depend whether Eidos is a form of, whether it's Bitui-esque, whether it's a form of Bitui. What, the Xeris HaKasuv? Flipping. It is, but I mean, the Xeris HaKasuv is about, you know, it being within the Parsha as a Shvuah Sheker Mechayev. So if Abaya really holds that way, the only reason you're not Chayev Shtayim is because of Achas, right? So what's his problem with the Lav and the Hain? In a case with Zechiyev Shvuah Seder. Can the Marshal read this way in Rashi? I guess if we take Aaron's suggestion. It's much better without it.
He really doesn't have a Mina and Mina Maskana said that Rashi or the Gemara no longer thinks it's tenable, which is why Abaya goes back.
That's how he says it.
I don't know if that's what he says.
Or he would say.
I was reading it.
Okay. We'll see in a moment. Anyway, so when Rashi wants to bring up this question, that's what shame shvua, what does it mean? Mechad Abaya sorry, Isa l'shvua ba'olam. What does that mean? I mean, there's a shame bitui, even though there's no befo al chiyuv mishum bitui. Read Rashi, go ahead. Oh, what's he saying? Here's where he says it, right? Clearly. Namely, if you hold like Rava, then even if you were not in Beis Din, or even not Roy Lahayid, wow, that's what Ramban and others challenge. Right? It has a shame. The assumption has to be it's a shame shuasa edus. Right? And even though befall, you're not chayiv, there's still no bitui because it's still mufka. It's an eclipsing. It's like, you know, Tana de Bechizkiya, you know. Chayiv and misa shokim peturim too. As long as it has a shame of the mechayiv. But if you hold like a baya, it's just a, you know, it's not a hutra, it's a dekuya. You know, it's there, basically. So then if lemaisa, you're not Roy Lahoyin, even if you're just not Bebezdin, you should be Chayim Shum Shuas Bitui. And if that's the case, then what's the problem with the Lav and the Hain? Meaning, we now know that the way we read Rashi before, Marshal aside, is correct. Namely, it was a characterization based on Roy Lahoyin and Bebezdin. It wasn't the actual Befoal Din. Correct? Okay. What's the answer? Hada be Abaya, may he? Wow. You're right. You know, which one do you chose from? From the Lav Hain or from the Meleachas? Also debate. So, just reading Rashi alone, there ends up, the way Rashi ends up with the Sugya, this is the Maskana, is that this is a fundamental debate between Abaya and Rava. So when Tosis here says, again, Havamotzu l'meimar mipiacherim, you know, that's just terrific to our whole discussion. Does mipiacherim tell you anything? Or it's a din? There are two reasons you could disagree with Tosis. One is you could say, mipiacherim is nothing. It's just because of the mitzius of imposing a shvua, the ability of the Choshe Mishpa part is tziruf. If it was tziruf in between, maybe it also would be. Like the Rambam in Parakei, right? So it's true, it's a nafkamina, but so again, if all you need is a nafkamina, then that's fine, right? But if you need a characterization, it's not a characterization, it's just a hechatimtzi for nishba. It's like amen. That's one reason you could be arguing against Tosis. The other reason would be to say, maybe mipiacherim is characterization, but maybe, just so you wanted to say about Shogig and Mezid, it's easier to say it about Mipiacher and Mipiatzmo. And we've seen it already in the Rishonim, who will say, Mipiatzmo has Bitui elements. Mipiacherim, that's a different Mechayim. That doesn't mean that Mipiatzmo, Bishwasa Eidos, isn't also Bitui. We need something that tells you that even the Shogig and even the Mipiatzmo, that there's not going to be a Bitui. Right, the Rambam says no, there's going to be Bitui only in Mipiatzmo,
but with this patur. Okay. So what we have to left, this is Rashi and Tosas. What we have left to do is I want to go through the Rimigash, I'm sorry, the Rif, the Rimigash, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Ran, and maybe just a couple of Ha'aros from the Kedusha Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, very quickly. Again, it should go pretty quickly. And the Rambam, just to finish this, and then I want to start with Psulei Eidos, Nashim, and so on. Things I told you to begin looking at.